Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Nothing in this world is permanent. Not even our troubles. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, we have our Mindful Monday segment, in which we hear about how being mindful helps with anxiety and depression. Enjoy.
What's surprising, at least to scientists, is that the benefits from meditation show up right from the beginning. You can do, for example, mindfulness. That's a very popular meditation. If you do mindfulness practice 10 minutes a day or 10 minutes three times over the course of a day, something remarkable happens to your attention. And that's the fact that it has to do with the fact that we're all multitasking these days. You know, people on average look at their email about 50 times a day. They look at their Facebook 20-some times a day. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There's Instagram. There's your phone calls. There's whatever it is you have to do. And what this means for attention is that we're challenged, that focused attention is an endangered species. However, we need that focus to get work done well. So it's a real problem. And meditation, it turns out, even at the beginning, has some of the answer. It goes like this. When you're really intensely focused on that one thing you have to do or you want to do, the paper you're writing or the project you're working on, then you think, oh, I better check my email. And then that leads to your Facebook, and that leads to the phone call. We call this multitasking. The brain actually does not do multitasking, doesn't do several things at once in parallel. Rather, it works in serial, and it switches very rapidly from one thing to the next. Then when you go back to that project or that whatever it was you were so focused on, that your concentration had been at a very high level before you started doing the other things, now it's much lower, and it takes a while to ramp up to that same level. Unless you've done that 10 minutes of mindfulness, focused on your breath, for example, just watched it in and out, noticed when your mind wandered, brought it back. That's the basic move in meditation. And if you do that, it turns out just 10 minutes of practice nullifies that loss of concentration. And this works, for example, for people who might do mindfulness in the morning. It will wane during the course of the day, but if you do 10 more minutes at lunch, 10 more minutes at a break in the mid-afternoon, it helps you through the day stay concentrated. So that is a very palpable, concrete payoff from daily meditation that works for beginners. There are many others, too. For example, in terms of handling stress. I mean, we're all stressed out these days. And beginners in mindfulness or other meditations, it turns out, right from the get-go, have a better reaction to stress. What that means is that, and we see this in brain function, the area of the brain which reacts to stress, called the amygdala, it's the trigger point for the fight or flight or freeze response. It's what makes us angry all of a sudden or anxious all of a sudden. The amygdala is quieter. It's calmer in the face of stress. And this lets us be calmer in the face of stress. And this is another benefit that we see right from the beginning. Because meditation has been found to work so well with anxiety and depression and possibly PTSD, where that's being looked into, one of the areas that seems promising is meditation with attention deficit disorder. In a way, this is a no-brainer because at base, in essence, every kind of meditation retrains attention. And what attention deficit disorder is a problem with attention. There's now a whole host of studies underway that mainly with kids, because it's where ADD tends to show up first, where they're helping them strengthen the muscle of attention. I was in a classroom of seven-year-olds in Spanish Harlem. This is a very impoverished area of New York City. And those kids live in housing projects. They have very troubled lives. And some of them had ADD. In fact, half the kids in that classroom had what are called special needs, ranging from ADD to autism. I thought the classroom would be totally chaotic, but actually the kids were calm and focused. And the teacher said, here's why. And then they did their daily ritual of what they call belly buddies. Each child, one by one, went to their cubby, got a favorite little stuffed animal, found a place to lie down on a rug, put that animal on their belly, and then they listened to a tape that guided them through watching the belly rise on the in-breath, fall on the out-breath, 1, 2, 3 on the in-breath, 1, 2, 3 on the out-breath. This is basically the beginning of mindfulness or meditation for kids. In cognitive science would say this is the training of attention. So you can do it with very young kids, and this helps them get stronger in their ability to concentrate. Attention deficit disorder is basically not being able to control your mind wandering off from what you're paying attention to. Every time you watch your belly rise and then your mind wanders off and you bring it back to your belly, you're strengthening the neural circuitry for focus and countering mind wandering. So this seems very promising. And early studies, early pilots, show that this may well counter the problems kids face in ADD. And I'm very happy to say that major studies are underway. We're waiting for those results, but I think they're promising.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.